It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 27th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American novelist and critic Louis Auchincloss. Called America's last gentleman novelist and the chronicler of the upper crust, he is best known for his novels of manners set in the world of contemporary upper-class New York City. Auchincloss studied at Yale University from 1935 to 1939 and graduated from the University of Virginia Law School in 1941. He was admitted to the New York State Bar that same year and began a legal career that would last until 1986. For his first novel, The Indifferent Children, published in 1947, Auchincloss used the pseudonym Andrew Lee, but by 1950 he was publishing under his own name. Noted for his stylistic clarity and skill at characterization, he became the prolific chronicler of life in the highbrow world of corporate boardrooms and brownstone mansions. As a novelist, Auchincloss was less interested in the excesses and intrigues of his characters than he was in their formative influences and personal limitations. Several of his best novels, including The House of Five Talents and Portrait in Brownstone, examine family relationships over a period of decades. Others, notably The Rector of Justin and Diary of a Yuppie, are studies of a single character, often from many points of view. Auchincloss frequently linked the stories in his collections by theme and geography, as in Tales of Manhattan and Skinny Island, which are set exclusively in New York. Subsequent works include the novels Tales of Yesteryear and Education of Oscar Fairfax, and a number of short story anthologies, notably Three Lives, The Anniversary and Other Stories, and Manhattan Monologues, all of which explore moral dilemmas of the upper class. Without straying too far from the world of the wealthy, Auchincloss published Her Infinite Variety in 2000, a novel set in the 1930s in New York about a woman fighting her way up the social ladder, as well as The Scarlet Letters in 2003, a moral fable set in contemporary New England. East Side Story from 2004 is loosely based on Auchincloss's father's family. Two more short story collections followed these novels, and then, at the age of 90, he published The Headmaster's Dilemma, a novel about a noble headmaster at a New England prep school. In addition to novels and short stories, Auchincloss published biographies of U.S. Presidents Woodrow Wilson and Theodore Roosevelt. He also wrote The Man Behind the Book, Literary Profiles, and Writers and Personality, both collections of essays. He refrained from autobiography until the very end of his life. A Voice from Old New York, A Memoir of My Youth, was published in 2010, almost a year after his death at age 92. Auchincloss's numerous honors include the National Medal of Arts in 2005. He lived up to the old-world ideal of being useful, bearing the various titles of writer, attorney, community leader, and family man. He served as president of both the Museum of the City of New York and the American Academy of Arts and Letters. He had an old-fashioned aversion to change, and his presence could be likened to a building granted landmark status. Into his 90s, his stride was erect, his jawline stubbornly firm, and his dark, moody eyes were less windows to the soul than the most discriminating of gatekeepers. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 27th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.